You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Yeah, by the way, they're still skiing at Snowbird, in case you didn't know. KSL News Time now is 6:30. Good morning.
KSL's top story this morning.
A large group of police wearing SWAT equipment broke through the barrier set up by war protesters at the UCLA campus this morning.
ABC's Trevor Ault is there on the UCLA campus as dozens of people are put in zip-tie handcuffs and removed.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
The police removal of the protesters continues to happen right now. We'll continue to bring you updates throughout the morning.
Salt Lake City's Jewish community is increasing security at their buildings and during services because of the nationwide protest over the Israeli-Hamas war. Rabbi Benny Zippel tells KSL-TV they've added police security at every service.
I think people should really know and take it very much to heart to disagree better and to once and forever make an extra endeavor to be godly.
Another rabbi at the University of Utah has been reaching out to students since the start of the campus protests.
This morning, a Utah police officer's name will be added to the state's law enforcement memorial. Nearly 20 years after he first helped shine a light on the dangers posed by meth labs. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Officer Trenton Halliday was one of the dozens of officers interviewed by KSL's Debbie Dujanovic starting in 2004 as part of a series of reports on meth labs and the narcotics officers who investigate them. At the time, without any protective gear or safety precautions. Officer Halliday died from liver cancer at the age of 37. Now, the addition of his name to that state memorial recognizes his death as being in the line of duty.
And that addition could open the door for Officer Halliday's family to and possibly others to receive death benefits for a fallen officer in the line of duty. David Dujanovic will be broadcasting live today from the state capitol for that ceremony.
New testimony in the Chad Daybell trial shines a light into how Daybell was getting insurance after his wife's death. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise for us this morning with the latest.
Chad reached out to an insurance broker after Tammy's insurance ended when she died, and he quickly got insurance for himself and three of his children. He did not, however, ever mention needing insurance for his new wife's two children, JJ and Tylee. The judge decided that this same insurance broker could not testify about hearing Tammy Daybell say her husband wanted her to increase her life insurance policy before she died. That judge ruling, that would qualify as hearsay.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe will be in the courtroom when court resumes today with updated reports throughout the afternoon.
Utah's governor is telling local leaders he wants to see progress on affordable housing within the next year, or the state could step in. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox told leaders and home builders in St. George yesterday, quote, "We're going to be paying very close attention over the next year. Is everybody playing ball? And is this going to work?" Now, Cox did tell the St. George News that this was not a threat, but it is like an ultimatum. What the governor wants is for cities to approve zoning and permits that pave the way for smaller plots of land that fit smaller starter homes that can sell for under $300,000. Cox said that Utah has not been building a lot of starter homes since the Great Recession, and he believes that needs to change if we're going to help people become homeowners and not just renters. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney wants to stop a federal environmental rule that could push automakers toward electric vehicles. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, the Environmental Protection Agency's new rule would limit car and truck emissions. But Senator Mitt Romney says this is not worth the toll it would take on rural Utahns. He's been banging this drum for a while, including in the Senate hearing last year.
But we do a lot of things that make us feel good about ourselves, but will have almost no impact on global emissions. If we want to do something serious about global emissions, we need to put a price on carbon.
Romney said China pumps out about the same amount of pollution as the U.S., European Union, and Japan combined. But the Environmental Protection Agency says it's still worth it, though, as their rule can cut 7 billion tons of carbon out of the air. Peter, reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've been watching a pretty quiet drive now that they got the crash cleaned up on Mountain View Corridor. I-15's delay-free from Springville to Salt Lake and from Brigham City through Weber and Davis County all the way to downtown. And right now, even our city streets are fairly quiet, although they're starting to wake up and see normal amounts of traffic. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah Valley University's commencement ceremony begins tonight at 6 o'clock, and a third of the students getting diplomas will be the first in their families to do so. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Of the more than 10,000 students graduating today, 3,400 of them are first-generation graduates. The university says these students typically face more barriers in their college journeys, and that's why UVU created the First Generation Access Center in 2019 to help them stay in school and succeed. The center has been helping students with tutors, financial aid, and getting employment.
Of these two things, I don't know which one is more impressive. The oldest graduate tonight, 71.
Oh, wow.
The youngest, 16.
Oh, wow. Both
impressive.
Yes. UVU isn't the only school with a commencement ceremony today. Utah State University's graduation is at 9 a.m., ahead of a planned peaceful pro-Palestinian protest. The University of Utah is today as well. It's holding its main commencement ceremony tonight at 6, despite all the protests earlier this week. And tomorrow morning, Salt Lake Community College will hold its commencement ceremony at 9:30.
The U.S. House voted to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list, but the measure will likely face opposition in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, these wolves were nearly hunted into extinction back in the 60s, and since then, they've gotten federal protection in the lower 48 states. Now, the federal government passed a bill removing the species from the list. It's only in the northern Rockies where you can legally hunt gray wolves. House Republicans represent hunters and farmers who say hunting should now be nationwide following years of wolf attacks on game and livestock. The Republicans were joined by four Democrats in the vote, albeit Democratic lawmakers are concerned the wolves will once again be hunted towards extinction without that federal protection. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.